That's him.
And that's her.
And this is our time.
Join us with a cup of coffee, maybe a Bloody Mary.
Or even a glass of wine.
While we chat about the adventures.
The encounters.
And all around chaos of our life.
Well, the walk was good, but the pollen is
bad.
Not good. So I'm going to apologize in advance if I have to clear the throat a little bit. I think
it's kind
I
of
might
both of us.
I think I might have inhaled some pollen.
Yeah, probably both of us. But yeah, we may have a few coughs here and there, but that's okay.
And I just realized it. By the time you all hear this,
we will have the
eclipse would have happened.
Yep. So,
and we're going,
who knows what's going on?
And we're going to be traveling to where we're going to be able to see it.
Yes, we are.
We will be traveling so we can be in the path of totality.
Totality. And we got some nice, glasses to wear to be
yes.
able to look directly at it. Be very careful with what you are using to look at the sun in the eclipse because... Well, you've already looked at it, so I hope you looked with proper attire
right.
at it. So, yes, we were looking at the last eclipse that we had, and we were looking down on the ground, so we weren't looking at it because we didn't have the proper shades. Mm-hmm. But looking at seeing the half moon shapes and stuff like that that were on the ground.
And so, again, since we're taping this before and you're going to hear this after, I'm foreshadowing. See what I did there? See what
yeah,
I did there?
I see what you did.
That we're seeing it's going to be an amazing. And it's not going to be overcast and cloudy and it's going to be beautiful.
Yep.
But.
Yep.
Anyways, on to the next thing.
Okay.
That has been a thorn in my side all week long.
I know. It's that time of the year.
We got our insurance renewal.
Our homeowner's insurance.
And renewal. Our car
oh, yeah,
insurance.
And our car, yes.
Renewal in the mail. And I was expecting it to go up a little bit because I've read articles, I've heard people talk about it, that insurance companies are raising their rates. And in some states, they're completely pulling out. Like in Florida, several insurance companies are completely pulling out of Florida and not even insuring there anymore.
Golly. What do people do? What do you do if you're in Florida and you have a home? I mean,
there are a few companies who insure, but
I mean, ours
back
like
to, okay, yeah, back to my original. I was expecting it to go up a little bit,
right? Like
oh my,
maybe
stars.
What 5% or something like that.
I don't deal in percentages. I was
okay.
expecting it to go up a couple hundred dollars. It more than doubled.
Yeah, it tripled. It tripled in price
what
we paid.
I could not believe it. I mean, we just switched to this insurance provider last year because when our last year's premium came in, it raised by like $800. And I was thinking, no, not going to do that. So I found an insurance broker and he was able to get us on our home and car insurance. And it was like maybe $300 more than the policy that we were paying. So
right.
it didn't go up $800, it went up $300. I was like, okay, I can do that. This time, like you said, it didn't quite triple, but between double and triple.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? There's no way.
And our house value went down.
Right. There's no way we can do that. And yes, we made one claim, which we had to get a roof because there was a giant hailstorm here last year.
Right.
But everyone in our town had to get a new roof.
Yep.
And that is an act of God. So we should not be penalized for that. But but that's why all insurances are going up because of all of
the natural,
natural
the tornadoes
disasters, yeah. and the hailstorms. You know, everybody's having bad weather and we're having to pay the price for it.
Exactly.
But... Then our car insurance,
which we had for a full year,
because we changed our
because
when you bundle,
right,
you're supposed to get a discount. So we changed our car insurance last year also,
right.
But again, it
with
went
no
up,
tickets, no nothing,
no tickets, no speeding, no accidents, no nothing. It went up almost over $720 is what it went up for the year.
For the year.
$720
over 30 something dollars a month more for no reason.
Right. And so pick up the phone, call the insurance broker, leave them a message. Text my insurance broker.
Leave them a message.
Guess what? It's been 4 days. I have not heard from him.
Ugh.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You don't even.
I'm hoping he's on vacation or something, and that's the reason why he hasn't gotten back with you.
I don't know, but you don't have the decency to call me and warn me.
Yeah.
That it's going up like that.
Right.
So we've already started looking because it expires. Our insurance is good through the end of this month,
mm-hmm.
so I've got until the end of April to find something that we can afford.
Yeah, exactly.
But
because
wow.
we need to, you know, we can't go more on, you know. This we need to save our money for an RV.
Right.
I mean,
we're back on that RV kick.
The thing is that life's not getting any shorter.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we have got to stop thinking about what we can do tomorrow and start doing it today.
I know.
We
were watching a YouTube video and this guy,
Matt's RV,
and he's a good salesman because he's the one that said
but
it.
But he's honest.
Right. But it's exactly true. It is exactly true. You work 40 years
to retire.
And then you make work, you know, you live, make what? Five, 10 years.
Right. His dad worked for all the way up until he retired, and then he only lived 6 months more.
Right.
So he didn't even get to enjoy his retirement.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we talk about wanting to go camping, wanting to go, you know, check out national parks, wanting to be able to go down to the beach, wanting to be able to, you know, go up to Canada, go to, you know, everywhere. And, you know, even if it's just a 3-day weekend, you know, to be able to get away.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean,
right.
if you think about the cost of what hotel rooms are going for and renting cars or driving our own vehicle,
or flying.
Yeah. I mean, to different places. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, my goodness. And, you know, now, I mean, I know RV prices are coming down, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, we don't need a brand new one. I mean, I'd like to, you know, buy at least around a 2-year-old would be ideal because. Mm-hmm. The 1-year-old's already, you know, if it's a year old, the owners of it have already used it and already found all the problems and everything like that. So within 2 years, you know, most of the time the warranty's out,
right?
Which is fine, but all the kinks and all the little things that need to get fixed are all fixed,
right?
You know, but I mean, I'm ready for us to be able to take, you know, 3-day weekends, 4-day weekends,
mm-hmm.
and just be able to go and have our own living space. You know, I mean, we've talked about in the past about, you know, getting a trailer and all that stuff, which, you know, is good, but that also puts wear and tear on our main vehicle,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you're still, you know, you don't feel comfortable towing a trailer, you know,
no.
So that means I'm driving everywhere.
Right. You're doing all the driving.
And whenever we do drive and we drive through the night or we, you know, we're going to places like that, we always make a bed in the back of the Expedition. You know, we put a place so that we can take turns sleeping, but even that's not that comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we're still stopping for bathroom breaks and we're stopping for gas, you know, and just stretching our legs and all this other stuff. So I think that we have started to really hone ourselves down to a C-class mm-hmm. mobile home so that, you know, you can sleep in the back if you want to take a nap, or you can make something to eat,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to the bathroom while we're driving. The only stop that we would make is to let little man out to run around and go potty. Well, that's a great stop at a rest stop,
when
you know,
get gas.
Or get gas, you mm-hmm. know, and that's it. I mean, granted, you know, it's talking about the gas, you know, everything we've been seeing is, you know, you're going to get about, if you go 60 to 65 miles an hour, you're going to get like 10 and a half miles to a gallon. Well, that's fine, because if we're towing something behind us, you know, we're only going to get about that with our vehicle,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we're also towing something that's going to sway back and forth.
Which is why I don't want to be
the driver, right?
That.
And so, you know, that's going to be pulling that. Plus, if we want to stop somewhere, we got to have a big space.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get back in the back, open up the slides. Or if we have one that we don't have the slides open, we still have to get out of the car, go get in, you know, with a Class C. You can just walk right back there, you know, or you can turn on the TV and watch the TV while we're, you know, while I'm driving,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, vice versa. And, you know, we were talking about that, you know, if we are taking big trips and stuff like that, we can easily pull a car behind us on a flat tow. We have the vehicle to be able to just flat tow it, which means that it's not putting a lot of weight on towing a vehicle because it's just doing the wheels, you know. But yeah, I think in something small and compact for our first one, we don't need anything giant. In something that's small enough, you know, we're looking at a 28-foot total.
We're going to be Ron Burgundy, aren't we?
What do you mean?
Stay classy.
Oh, stay classy, San Diego.
Stay classy, San Diego. Ron Burgundy here.
Yep. We are going to, you know, and we're going to be able to deck it out our own style and have our own things. And the great thing about it is with the one that we are looking at, you know, which is the Integra Odyssey 25R, you know, we can get something like that and be able to actually go to all the national parks, you know, because it's small enough to fit in all the national parks.
Right. It's less than 30 feet.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's only 28 feet total length. Mm-hmm. So that's a, you know, that's a perfect size, small enough to be able to drive it around, to be able to pull something behind us that's still going to be shorter, you know, and going to be able to, you know, put it into any spot we want. And I mean, it's just, you know, in the long distance trips, if we don't want to tow a car, we'll just get us a couple of, you know, of those, electric bikes, and we'll put those on a little trailer that, you know, sticks into the hitch on the back and, you know, you're not towing it. It's just attached. And then we've got things to be able to maneuver around if we need to.
I just can't imagine what's going to be the insurance cost on a Class C, because that's a home and it's a car.
Well, I mean, hopefully we can get, you know, a discount because of, you know, having home and car with whatever, you know, company we go with.
Right.
So.
And with that being our one and only, and it's a live in and a drive, I don't think I want to rent that one out.
No.
I want to keep that.
No, that would be our own personal. I mean, you know, that's why they're called RV, recreational vehicles. You know, I mean, to be able to, I mean, my gosh,
that
I would love
an RV.
I would love to have it to be able to go to the balloon festival in New Mexico,
we can park anywhere. More of a motorhome. It's a motorhome, not necessarily an RV.
Well, it's a recreational vehicle.
Right.
I mean, it is considered an RV, but I mean, it's, you know, it's not a towable RV. It is a drivable RV.
We should put it out there now. We should go ahead and make the reservation for next October.
Okay.
And for the balloon festival.
And get us a spot in whatever, you know, luxury RV park is there so that we can just pull in our RV and, you know, we'll tow our car with it, and then that way we have a little vehicle to drive around and go see everything. So I agree. I think we should just go ahead and put it out there that we're going to do it and get it done.
Book it, Dano.
And book it. Get it all taken care of. And then we'll eventually have our vehicle. I mean, you know, and like I said, I mean, I'm sure we can find a used one that's, you know, not new. Not new, you know.
Or previously owned. Used sounds so bad.
Okay, used. Previously owned, right. With all the issues taken care of. And
correct.
Then, you know, that way we can, you know, because, I mean, if, like I said, if we can get a 2022, you know, and I would love it because that would be great for, you know, on sets.
Right.
When I'm on a movie set or I'm on a TV set, I can just park it and boom, I've got my own living space that I'm comfortable in and used to, and, you know, have all my things and all your things in it. And it's a perfect size for the two of us and little ones, you know.
The only bad thing about that one is it's got a corner bed.
It's
hard to make the bed on the side.
But also, too, like Matt says, you're never going to have the perfect RV.
Right.
There's always going to be three things you hate about it and, you know, a bunch of things that you like about it.
Right.
And so far, I mean, everything that we've watched and looked at and seen like that and seen other people who own them on YouTube, you know, that we're looking and trying to figure out and everything like that. It is definitely, you know, that's the only drawback is to having a corner queen bed, which will be tough to make, but you know, I mean,
so just don't ever make it.
That's the only thing, you know, just that corner bed. I mean, that we're only sleeping at night, you know, on it, unless we're driving. And then if we're driving, it's a perfect size for one person to truly sprawl out and, you know, be able to sit back there and close the blinds and have darkness and be able to sleep. I just like the whole aspect of having our own bathroom and having our own refrigerator and kitchen area so that, you know, you can actually be cooking, you know, while you're driving, you know, to be able to make something to eat.
And you can really go to the bathroom while you're driving?
Yes. Yes.
Where does the stuff go?
It goes into the black tank, just like it would normally. I mean, if you're out camping, if you're out camping, if you're in it and you stop, you know, at an RV park, I mean, you're still attaching the hoses and stuff to, you know, the sewage stuff. But the thing is you're still going in your own bathroom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why, you know, they say that only fill the tanks, you know, a third full of water. So that you do have water in there, but not full of water, so that unless you're boondocking, unless you're going where you can't get any water, mm-hmm. so that you can actually, you know, it cuts down on the weight, because mm-hmm. everything, you know, if it's weighted, that's where you're going to lose gas mileage and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's so many things that I'm already thinking in my head of what I would do to just make it our own and to upgrade it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I want solar. You know, I want at least 2 to 3 solar panels on top so that we wouldn't have to worry about ever needing anything, because the solar would regenerate the lithium batteries and making that we can have everything, you know, what we want. And it's not like we're going to be living in it. It's just for us to get out and enjoy,
right.
You know, even for a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to get out and enjoy, go to the beach, go to places that I can go dive, you know, in Florida and all up the East Coast, and, you know, be able to go see all the, I mean, the biggest ball of yarn, or, you know, the different kind of things, you know, and like on vacation, on
right.
National Lampoon's Vacation, just, oh, let's go stop off here. Let's go check this place out. You know, mm-hmm. all the little mom and pop restaurants and things, you know,
best.
I mean,
yes. Go to the one with the longest line
to be able to check out and just be able to document our journey. You know, I mean, you know, we talked about going up the whole East Coast. I mean, we could easily go down to the Keys mm-hmm. and enjoy the Keys for, you know, a couple of days. And then, and this would be like a week or two vacation, but we just go right up the whole coast. You know, you've been wanting to see South Carolina, North Carolina. You know, I want to go on up through Maine and go into even a little more of those little towns and stuff like that to
right.
check
and
stuff
have to
out.
We're going to do that in like late September, October.
So we can see this stuff change.
Right, because
yes.
when we went to Maine before, we went too early. We went early September.
Yeah, but I mean, we even thought though then that it would, you know, that there would still be some color, and there really wasn't.
Right,
but we get to the seafood
festival, New Hampshire,
which was wonderful.
Right.
I mean, that was fantastic.
But it's weird because it's like we were there when we went to Maine in September, it was the last weekend that like a lot of places were open,
mm-hmm.
so they didn't close down for the season, but it was too early to see all the fall leaves changing.
Right, yeah.
So like, what do you do?
I know that's where we need to research and figure out, you know, what we want to do and how we want to do it. But
we can go up to Niagara Falls.
Yes. And go into Canada, go to Ontario, go to Vancouver. I mean, I want to go, you know, I want to go see these places and check them out and enjoy them. I mean, I'm thinking about taking, you know, being able to go to Colorado and go, I can go skiing and you can just, you know, enjoy
the RV
and, you know, those kind of things. So, yeah.
I know, you're getting me so excited. I want to do it now.
Well, we just need to start looking. And I mean, that's the thing. If we need to go, you know, out of state to buy one to get a cheaper deal, I would much rather do that, you know, and be able mm-hmm. to, you know, drive it back to
yeah.
where we're at and
sure.
experience it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want all the headaches of a brand new one.
Right.
But if we get a good deal on a brand new one.
We're coming for you, Matt. We're coming to see you.
Yeah, we're coming, Matt. Matt's RV. We're coming.
In Ocala, Florida.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. That's where we're going to go.
And he did not sponsor this video.
No, he didn't.
He didn't know who
he
we are.
He doesn't know who we are, but no. We know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. I'm going to say, hey, set me up. This is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want.
Well, you know what, Matt? That's him.
And that's her.
But we're not done.
No, we're not.
But it is that time.
It's that time of the show, folks. Would you rather?
Okay. Would you rather not be able to ever tell a lie or not be able to ever tell the truth?
Goodness. Would you not ever be able to tell a lie or would you not ever be able to tell the truth? I'm going to say I would rather not be able to tell a lie.
Okay.
Because the truth will always set you free. So that's right. That's what I would.
Exactly.
You know.
And you can tell the truth and not be harsh.
Yeah, you can tell because the truth in a roundabout way. You don't have to be specific on the truth.
Right.
You can be vague on the truth and still, you know, be right. Okay.
I know, because you always think about, you know, those little white lies. Well, you know, you say that little white lie to spare that person's feelings. Well, just don't answer, you know.
Right. But then again, a lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. Well, you know,
I know,
so,
exactly.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a little one or it's a big one. I mean, they're still the same. But,
I know.
You know,
I know.
Yeah,
saying,
you're right.
I mean, I don't tell big lies, but you
right.
know, you tell little white lies. And
so you just don't say anything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You just, I plead the fifth.
Right.
I plead the fifth.
Right.
I don't want to comment because I don't want to incriminate
right.
myself.
Right. And when you do tell the truth, again, you don't have to be like harsh and.
True.
Like, does this dress make you look fat? Yes, it makes you look like a fat cow, and you got big old hips.
No, it doesn't. You don't. No, heifer, you, everything's good. you're looking just fine. Just throwing little words here and there, you know.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, see if they catch it or not. No,
I did.
No, you're good. That, hey, you know what? That shower curtain doesn't look bad on you at all. You're all good. It's all good. So.
All right. Moving on.
Wait. What about you?
Oh, I said I'd rather never tell a lie.
Oh, okay. So we agree.
Yes, we
Ooh,
do.
Ooh, nice.
This next one's going to be difficult.
Ooh, okay.
Would you rather your partner,
mm-hmm.
that's me,
mm-hmm. and that's me,
have a life-threatening job?
Okay.
Or a time-consuming job?
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, I know.
Hmm. Golly, I mean, they both suck. I mean,
would you like me to go first and give you a hint?
Yeah. Why don't you go first?
I would rather it be a time consuming job because I can always come to your work and visit you.
Okay.
And you might be working, but at least I'm there next to you. Because like we said, you know, a lot of times we'll be in the living room together and we might be doing our own thing, but
right.
we're just together.
Right.
Or, you know, or sometimes like, you know, when the boys were playing video games downstairs and they had on their headphones and stuff.
Right.
Yes. It's
they
not,
were just there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just, I want your presence there.
Right.
So I wouldn't be annoying like Ross and show up to Rachel's work with a picnic and start a fire. I know you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
But no, just to be there and just, you know, I'm there. And because your time consuming job is going to be, you're going to be on set.
Right.
So I'll be in the RV. And when you get a 10-minute break, I'll be there when you come back.
True.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was already going to say for you, I don't want you to be in any kind of, what was it?
Life-threatening. Well, you didn't answer
situation.
It fast enough.
Well, I know.
You were thinking.
I was thinking about it. And I was like, well, you know, I mean, time-consuming because I would never see you. But you're right. I mean, you could just show up and hang out while you're doing your job and all that stuff. But, you know, I mean if it was me personally, I'd rather have a life-threatening job because that would just keep the adrenaline going in me and make me appreciate life every single day. That I was doing my job.
I mean, there's been times when, you know, having a time-consuming job, you know, back when we were busy, you'd come to work with me on Saturdays.
Right.
And you'd help me make copies of stuff, or I'd bring stuff home, and you and the boys would help me, you know, set my files up and stuff like that. So
right.
there's always workarounds for time-consuming.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Notice I interrupted you because I didn't want you to talk about a
well,
life-threatening job.
Well, I'm thinking like, you know, when we went to the air show. You know, a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was talking to the guys that do firefighting, you know, that they fly down and they scoop up water in their plane, in their planes, and then they dump it over, you know, the fires.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that movie that we watched that had Brad Johnson and Richard Dreyfuss.
Holly Hunter, yeah.
You know,
I don't remember
what it was called, but that, you know, where he flew and you know, flew in, and that's dangerous, but it would be exciting.
I was gonna say,
you
that's
know,
not something I could come and hang out with you while
right,
you did that.
Exactly. But that's something that I was thinking of that would be a life-threatening job, but it would be an exciting job, for me, you know, because of what you're doing. You know, you're saving lives and you're, you know, I mean, that just, that is exciting for me. Yes, it's dangerous and all that stuff, but
I would not want that
for you. I know you wouldn't want that for me, but I would like doing that. I would like doing that on a part-time basis. You know, that would be great for me to do that on a part-time basis, three months out of the year.
Well, you're not
going
to be able to do that because on our part-time basis, we're going to be traveling in our RV. We're coming exactly. for you, Matt.
That we are.
That was him.
And that was her. And this was our time.
Bye, babe.
Bye, hon.